We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top by the beginning of the line, which is right after the two dots. Chutz Mecheresh Shoyt VeKaton. It says in the Mishnah that a koil shechtim v'shchitosam k'shera. Everyone can do a shchita, and a shchita is kosher. Besides Chutz Mecheresh Shoyt VeKaton, Shem Yekalku v'shchitosam. Which is revealed in the Gemara that the reason is because when a Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton do a Shechita, it's for sure going to be possible. They're for sure going to make a mistake, and therefore you can't eat from the Shechita unless you're watching them. If you're watching them, then you could eat from the Shechita. But if you don't watch them, you assume for sure it was Kilkulu. So the Shaila is, why is it Shem Yekalkulu? Maybe they will be Mekalkulu. We should say Shem Kilkulu, because the Chashash, they were actually Mekalkulu. Zok the Gemara, Shem Kilkulu Ektani, El Shem Yekalkulu. Maybe they're going to ruin it. Why don't you say Shem Kilkulu? Because that's the point. The point is we're trying to say that but the Eved is not a good Shechita, because maybe they're Mekalkulu. And maybe means that we are assuming that way. Maybe they're Mekalkulu means they did it already, not Shem Yekalkulu, they're going to. Why does it say a Loshon of the future? Amar Rav, Azay Semeres, Eim Moishim Lehem Chulun Lechatrila. We see from here that you cannot give hand them chulin lechatchila. There's an issur to give them chulin to shecht, even though they might do a good, and someone could watch them even. But still, even if someone's going to watch them, you don't give them chulin lechatchila. Why not? So some say the reason is about tashchus. You should not give them chulin lechatchila because it's a good chance shem yekalku, they're going to ruin it. It's a good chance. Therefore, it's about tashchus. Others say, other rishonim say is because shema it's be lava that high or the rayim. The guy's gonna watch him, but he's not gonna realize he made a mistake. They're so 100% sure that they're gonna make a mistake. We don't want to hand to them even if someone's watching. Why? Because maybe they're gonna miss something. Therefore, even if you watch them, you don't give them chulim to shecht. Either it's about tashchus because they're gonna ruin it, and we don't want to ruin animals just like that. And also maybe you're gonna watch and not gonna realize the mistake they make. Weiter in the Gemara. Tend the Mishnah of Kulin Shacht Vachem Raidaisa, Shchitosan Ksheira. Which means that it's for sure going on the Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton, like Rashi points out, even though the Gemara they want to know what's going on, because it said it can't be only going on Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton, because it doesn't say Ve'im, it says Vekulam. But it definitely is going on Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton, that if someone is watching them, it's kosher. Someone watches the Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton do a Shchita, it's a good Shchita. So you see from here that you don't need a kavana l'shchita, because the Cheresh Shoyt VeKaton are not a bar kavana. They can't have kavana. They don't have enough das, enough knowledge to have kavana. So we see from here that as long as the shchita is done with all the halachas, you don't need kavana for shchita. Man tanad levin in kavana l'shchita. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nosson. It's Rabbi Nosson. Tony Oishiyaz Iro de Minchavraya. Oishiyaz Iro, the small Oishiyah from the Minchavraya, from the Bnei Yeshiva. He brought in a brisa that said like this. If someone throws a knife, Zorak Sak and Lenetz Bekoisel, he's throwing a knife like a dart, he wants to let it stick in the koisel to keep it there. Vaholch of a shachta went through the ear, and it's while flying towards the wall, it checked an animal. Vaholach of a shachta kadarka. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Nosson Machshir, Vaholcham Paislim. Rabbi Nosson was kosher, because you don't need kavana shchita. Here you have kavana to throw something at the wall, and it's a good shchita, even though you have no das. And Mashenki and Rabbanon hold that you have to have das. You have to have das shchita. Or maybe it's enough to have das to cut. Look, if you look at Tosfos, and Tosfos declares that throwing something is called Meschavon L'chaitcha, and he says the Rabbanon hold not like that, that even Meschavon L'chaticha pasli to Meschavon L'shchita Samonim, I in Tosfos. But one thing is for sure, Rav Nosson's machshir, even if you're not meskaven at all, even if you drop the knife and it makes the shechita, it's good. The Rabbanon hold, you have to have kavana to shecht the simonim. So Rabbanon hold, you have to kavana to shecht the simonim. According to Rav Nosson, you don't need kavana. So our Mishnah that says that you don't need kavana is obviously like Rav Nosson. Who tani levu amala halacha k'ra Rav Nosson. We pass like Rav Nosson. Frank the Marakasha, when you throw something against the wall, good, you don't need kavana, but how is it a good shchita? One of the lachos of shchita is that, like it says in the second parak on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that you have to do moilach maybe. It's not enough to go one way; you have to go back and forth. That's part of the shchita. So here, where's your moilach maybe? And for the Gemara, shaholcho ba kedarka. Here, it was a very interesting thing. Threw out the wall, it bounced off the wall and went back and shecht the kedarka that way. It went both ways. It went to the wall, hit the wall, backed up straight, and did the shchita. Hoylech, it went hoylech maybe, it's good. And therefore it was good. Now, Tosfos, and then Rashi already asks, that you could have said that a different answer. That if it's a very long sack, and the loch is, and the Mishnah later on, it's a very long sack, and it's just as good a Melech maybe, because you have a few cuts, because it's a very long knife. If the knife is longer than the neck, so it goes through a long shechita, so it's like Melech maybe. It's the same thing as Melech maybe. It's just as good. When do you need Melech maybe? When it's a small knife, like an Isma, like a Mila knife. Then you have to go back and forth. But when it's a very long knife, then it's enough, b'halichasa elechud, just by going one direction. So you could have answered, it's a long knife. So Rashi says, well, then you could have answered that. Well, then the matzah l'trutze, b'sakin sheyesh b'chutz l'tzavar. That's what Rashi said, they could have said that. But we want to say a case that even if it's a small knife, it'll still be good if you throw against the wall. And what's that? Bounces off the wall. I saw some of the achrenim are a little bothered by that why do you have to make such a big doichik? And just wanted, if this is true, it's a good tarot. Why don't they want us to answer that? This is a big daich, it bounces off the wall and does a melech, maybe it's a big chiddush. But like a bottom rashi, who had in, you could have answered that. So, don't worry about it. Now we mentioned the cotton does not have das, but still, it's a good shechita because you don't need kavana for shechita. That's what's coming out. Now we have a new shayla, in regards to cotton. Orum chiyababa, boy Rabbi Yechron, cotton yeshlo machshava or ingloy machshava? Could a cotton have a machshava or not? Now, what are we talking about? So Rashi explains that we're talking about someone who's shechting kachim. A cotton be'etzem could shecht kachim. Shaila is it ksida l'shma or not? We know that when you shecht the carbon, it has to be l'shma, it has to be ashamed of the carbon. But does his machshava work or not to make it l'shma? Like Rashi says, that it says v'shachas, so Shaila is katan oil l'shma we have a kavan oiloi, is his kavan l'shma enough or not of a katan? Tosfos asks, from the famous Gemara in Zvachim, we know that's stumble l'shma. You don't have to have a positive machshava, a thought l'shma. It's enough as long as you're not doing something else. And stam is l'shma. So what's the problem? Why do you need a kavana of l'shma? L'chair, it's enough stam l'shma. Tais der vas l'katan. In Taima, the third line Tais, in Taima, ha hasa mas, where the stam and nami kosher, mishum the zvachim stam l'shma. V'zevach is a'ilot, it's stam l'shma, shem a'ilot kaimi. V'ein a pasla, at yichav and shlo l'shma. It's not possible to do shlo l'shma. Yes, Shloim has emphasized this, the stomach of the cotton gara. The stomach goes worse. The only das the hoven, shame kachim. He doesn't even chap understand that it's kachim. Mesav shame chulin. Vahavim is asik apostle. He thinks it's shechting chulin, that's worse. When you think it's shechting chulin, that's even worse. Like it says in the Gemara in Zvachim, if you think it's chulin, it's possible. And even if the cotton says, I know it's kachim, and I'm mechavim l'shma, the question is, I call kavan or not? And that's why it's a shayla, does the cotton have machshava or not? That's the shayla of the Gemara. Could he make the carbon that he's shechting l'shma or not? And even stam l'shma, but maybe he thinks it's ichulin. He doesn't understand what kachem is. Why don't you clear the same shayla that if he does a maisa, could he make a effect and make a chalois on something with a maisa or not? So maisa like a boyle. So why don't you ask a shayla by a maisa? Why don't you ask a shayla when he does a maisa? If that's called a kavana, because you're sure that's called a kavana, because you know a Mishnah. If you know a Mishnah, you know that's not a machshava. The machshava is no good. So ma'isha ma'isha lo kama bayalei the tanan yeshla ma'isha, because there's a Mishnah somewhere that says they have a ma'isha. We'll show you the Mishnah in a second. So machshava nami loy to bayalei the tanan ele machshava. In the same Mishnah it says they don't have machshava. The tanan learned in the Mishnah. Ha aloin va arimoin va egois. If someone took a aloin, that's a fruit from a oak tree, maybe like an acorn. Va'arimoin is a pomegranate. Va'egos is a walnut, and you carved the inside out in order to make it takeli. Shechakum tinaikis lamed bem afar. You chiseled it out to weigh in it or to fill it up with afar with earth. Or you masakin it to be a scale. The aloch is tmeim. It has a shame kli. Because there is a maisa. Now Rashi says, what does it mean, yeshla maisa? First of all, the maisa is mechiach, I'm trying to make it to a kli. The gam heim oimrim came, they're also saying it. The yeshka maisa machshav on reading maisa taras kli. So Rashi learns that when it says maisa, maisa means that not only is there a maisa mechiach, I'm carving something out into a kli, it's also, they're also saying, he's also speaking it out, saying, I want to make it into a kli. That's what means a maisa. And there, if a cotton does this, a tenaikas do it, it's called a maisa, and it's called a kli, and it's tamei. Ve'ein lehem machshava. On top of that, you give them a aleph. Ve'ein lehem machshava. Machshava alone does not work. For example, they find this klipas egoiz. They find this walnut shell, and it's already made to be a kli. And they have a machshava, and they even say it that this should be a kli. The halach is that it does not work. Machshava them does not work. So the kasha is, what's your question about machshava? What you call about machshava? It's mefurish of Mishnah that just like you understood that yesh lahem ma'isa because you knew this Mishnah. It says in the same Mishnah, ain lahem machshava. So what's your question? It says clearly, ain lahem machshava. That if I have machshava on this egoiz, even if he says it, it will not be enough. It will not be enough without a ma'isa by a cotton. So what's the shaila by the shechita? Amalei machshava grace lo kam ba'ile. You're right. A regular machshava is not my shayla. Kikam abayle machshava soy nikeres tech masav. I'm clearing in a shayla where the machshava is niker metoich maisav, which means there is no dibur, like the Rashi explains. It's machshava that's niker tech maisav. He didn't say it. We don't know if he did it l'shem that. Keep going. What's an example? There was kaima oyla b'darim. There was this oyla was in darim. Now, if it be a shlom, you can leave it there. But I see what Tzafon. He brought it to the Tzafon. This cotton brought it to the Tzafon into the north side of the Beis Hamikdash to do the shechita. V'shachta. Mat mid asya b'Tzafon v'shachta chavala. Since you brought it to the Tzafon and you shechted, so from that ma'isa, it's mashma that he knows it's oila because why else you bring it to the Tzafon? So it's a machshava nikum etech ma'isa. Oy dilma makom u'dosar. He's not saying anything. You know he did the ma'isa, but maybe. Don't mock with Lois Ramli. He didn't have any space to do it. He didn't have any space to do it. And therefore, he didn't like that place. That's why he brought it here. And since he didn't say anything, Rashi brings down, look at Rashi Maskva, I see what's up. And Veloy Omar al Shem Kach ani Malik Halasham. He didn't speak out, I'm bringing it there because of Oyla. He didn't speak out that not Kosh Dharma, I'm bringing it to the Tzafan for that reason. Since he didn't speak it out, so it's not considered a Maisa with a Maisa with a Machshava. This is called. So again, the three Rashi, there's three levels. There's level of Maisa, there's level of Machshava, and Machshava and Nekeres Tech Maisa. That's the three levels of the Gemara. What does each one mean? Maisa means a Maisa with Amira. So they were clear that this Maisa, we know why he's doing this Maisa, in order to make it into a Keli, or to make it into a good Shechita. If it's a Maisa, which means he's showing something that that the thing he's saying he's doing, he's showing with a Maisa, and he's saying that's what he's doing it for, then that could make the chalos. If it's just a mira, just a machshava, that's not enough. Mefurish. The shaila of the Gemara is where, and the shaila of the shechita case was, where he brought it from the darim to the tzafen, so it looks like he knows that it's going to be a oila. Is that enough or not? Because on one hand, he has a maisa, but on the other hand, he didn't speak it out. He didn't speak it out, so that's the shaila of the Gemara. So Gemara says, Hanami Amar Rav Yechon Chadazimna. That also, how could I be Rav Yechon Shaila? Rav Yechon already said this once. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. And this is a Mishnah in Mesechus Machshirim. Hamayla Peiros of Lagag B'Pnei Aknima. You have your Peiros sitting out in the field, and it's getting lice or whatever Knima is, different type of insects. It got full of insects. V'yara V'daleim Ta. And then you brought up to the roof. Why bring up to the roof? Because you didn't want the insects to get to it. So you brought up to the roof. Now, since it was on the roof, now the yarad aleim tal, it was really when it was in the field, it was under. You had it under something, whatever the reason is. It was in something. It was covered. And now I brew up the roof. Now the tal could reach it. The yarad aleim tal. Now the tal could reach it. Eino mechiyutan. It's not considered mechiyutan because the only time the water, we know that to make something kabotuma has to have. It has to be come in contact with mashke, but it has to be bedas. But if I don't want it, if I didn't want it, then it's not considered hukshar. That means if one of the seven mashkin go on my peiros, now it's mekabel toma. But it has to be bedaita. It has to be he wants it. So if it's by mistake, that's nothing. So here he brought up the peiros to the roof for a different reason, to save it from the insects. So now tal falls on it, ain't a bechuta v'meskaven lekach. If it was miskaven l'kach, it means sai when he brought it up, or sai afterwards. If he has das, that I want it to get wet, then avad, that's b'chiyutan. But the Mishnah goes further. Helom cheresh et v'katon, and the cheresh v'katon brought it up onto the roof. Afa pishas gavnu l'kach, even though they have kavana afterwards that they say even, let's they say that the towel should, I want the towel, after they brought it up, I want the towel, I want that to get wet, it's not called a kavon. Because they have a din maisa, they don't have a din machshava. And here, it's only machshava now, while it's on top, even they speak out, no, I want it, it's not considered machshava. Like we said, a cotton doesn't have a koyach of machshava. And va'om Rav Yechon about this, that's only if they didn't go up onto the roof and turn it over in order to get wet on the other side as well. But if they go up there and turn it over, it is b'chiyutan. And in such a case, it's ma'isa v'chichim, even though they didn't say anything. Don't say they said anything. They just went up there and turned it over. So we see that if your ma'isa is muchach, that you want it, that's enough. Like Rashi speaks out, Rashi says, the ma'isa v'chichim, av v'shloi piris ma'chshavtoi. The Ibish appears machshavtai. Maybe the case was, or Rav Yechonah, that you actually said it, then it's possible. We know that. So it must be, Rav Yechonah's chiddush is, you turn them over, even without saying a word, so you see that that's enough to be called the chalois, and it's called enough to be called the machshav, whatever, it's enough. So a maisa mechichim is enough. Again, we had a shiloh. What about the in-between tzad? If it's a maisa, we're talking about that works. If it's a machshav alone, he's talking alone and saying something alone, a cotton does not work. Shavah is a maisa mechiyach, is that enough without saying anything? Like the case of the shechita. So here we see yes, because here Rabbi Yechon said, if you turn it over on the roof to get it wet on the other side, it's a maisa mechiyach, that you want it to get wet. Aye, maybe there he said something. Zok Rashi, no, if he said something, then that would be pashut. He wouldn't need Rabbi Yechon to tell you. So you see clearly what Rabbi Yechon holds. What's the shaila? So the Gemara, this is the shaila. Hachi kama boyle. The araisa or the rabbana? Is it the araisa or the rabbana? Avada, it's a raya from Rav Yechon here that he holds that if I turn it over, it's considered a good maisa to make it mekabel tuma and it's a hechsher. But maybe that's only lechumra. Lechumra, we say it's mekabel tuma. But who said by a oila, which is a kula, we're saying that's a kosher or a carbon, who said we say that? That's how Rashi explains. The araisa, Rashi explains, v'sevchini la filu lekula. Kagoin, boin the lail behavior, oil of Madaran, and Safan Machiri. Oy the Rabbanon, it's a Chumra Baalma. It's just a Chumra of the Rabbanon. Isn't it the Raisa, and it's really good Maisa, then you could go in the Kula? Or maybe it's only the Rabbanon, you go to Chumra, the Gabe Toma. That's the Gemara Shaila, that was our Rebekhan Shaila. Is it, Avada, Rebekhan said clearly that it's Makabo Toma, maybe it's only the Rabbanon. Who said it even works about the Raisa, by oil or not? That was Rebekhan's Shaila. I mean, that's we'll continue from here tomorrow. And this is all we learned this whole sugya with Rashi's Pshat. Tosis the Maskum Vitiboy and Dafid Bez and Bez has a big arichas, a bunch of kasha Rashi. Pshat has a different pshat, but we want to keep it simple, so we went with Rashi's pshat in the sugya. We have the three levels. Maisa means Maisa with Dibur, Machshava means Dibur alone, and Maisa Mechichi means without a Dibur. If the Maisa Mechichi is that enough or not, that's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara comes out, Avada, that's enough Midrabbanon, Lechumra, and Shaila is Lekula as well or not.